How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. I hope you're having a great kind of day. And on this installment of Grady Nation, we are talking with substitute teacher. Well, I mean, he's not really a substitute teacher anymore. He's kind of an unemployed fellow, given that he's suspended from substitute teaching. We're talking with Paul Dawson. And there's a little bit of an issue with Paul, because even though he is suspended from teaching, he somehow got vaccinated for the Ricearoni virus. Paul, what happened exactly?
I don't understand how you can be so disrespectful to a guest who is nice enough to come on.
Well, Paul, I mean, the situation is that you are suspended from teaching, given what happened when you came on last time, when you talked about how you had exposed yourself to students in a Zoom session.
Well, it was not an intentional exposure. It was purely accidental. I wasn't aware that I was visible and that my step one was discernible over the Zoom.
Okay, well, regardless, you are currently not teaching classes. And yet, you signed up for the county's registry because they're placing an emphasis on the K through 12 teachers in this phase, and somehow your name got drawn, but you're not teaching any students, so you're getting the vaccine, but shouldn't it be going to someone that's actually teaching?
Well, so you're saying I'm not worthwhile, that I'm not important?
No, Paul, I'm not saying that. It's just that if you are someone that is not currently teaching, why would you take the place of someone who is teaching?
The form said, you know, it's first come, first serve, and if you are a part of a demographic group, and I am a teacher at heart, I mean, that's what I live for, and just because I'm not currently doing any teaching doesn't mean I'm not a teacher. I mean, I'm once a teacher, always a teacher, right?
Yes, but I guess you can think of it in that sense.
Are you just someone that's jealous because you haven't received the vaccine?
Well, I'm a little bit irritated.
Oh, so, you know, it really does come to be a case where you're using your show as a platform to smear my good name, and you are just a sick, an evil man.
Well, I just want to say that as someone who also hasn't been vaccinated yet, but I would love to get the vaccine.
Oh, I'm a bit surprised. I thought special needs people would be vaccinated with the old people.
Oh, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, I thought that, you know, with the developmentally disabled, were an at-risk group, so I'm a bit surprised that you haven't been vaccinated yet.
What do you say? I don't understand.
He's saying that, like, you're kind of dumb and slow, and that you should be with the people that were in one of the earlier phases.
Oh, so he thinks I'm dumb. Oh, well, you know what I think is dumb? Is someone that wears a bathrobe to a Zoom session with youngsters with no underwear on. You're really mischaracterizing everything.
I actually don't think he is, based on what you said. You're all living
in the past, okay? I just want to speak my truth about how great the experience was at the vaccination center, because I want to encourage people. You know, don't be afraid. Get the vaccine when you can get it. It was so nice. Everyone was very friendly to me. They said, "Hello, Mr. Dawson. Oh, it's great to see you." And I was so appreciative of receiving the vaccine that, you know, I showed up in a tuxedo because I wanted to show my very best to these very kind and helpful clinical workers and staff that were processing people.
You wore a tuxedo to the vaccination? Why would you go through all that effort when you have to, you know, easily expose your arm so you can receive the vaccine? Didn't it take a while for you to get everything off?
Did it take a while to get everything off? Well, I'll have you know, it doesn't take very long for me to get off.
All right. See, this is what I'm talking about, is that you don't have the temperament and maturity to be a teacher. And I just don't understand how you got the vaccine.
Well, I mean, let me get back to what I was trying to convey. I was trying to convey that, you know, I wore a tuxedo to the vaccination because I wanted people to know that Paul Dawson, as a brand, is someone that does, you know, exercise maturity and grace and class. And, you know, people like you that tried to defame me with lies and deceit, you know, you're going to go to the dark place. And I just want them to know that I'm grateful for them picking me. And so I wanted to show up in my best. I brought a Pizza Hut Detroit style pizza so that those that were administering the vaccine could enjoy a slice of delicious Detroit style Pizza Hut pizza.
You brought Pizza Hut to the vaccination center?
Did you get a Q-tip and clean your ears out of the wax? That's what I just said. Pay attention. I wanted to show them that I really do appreciate what they're doing for me and for the community. And I thought that, you know, walking around and saying, here's a free slice of, you know, the Detroit-style Pizza Hut pizza, that they would be very grateful, and they were. So it ended up being a situation where, despite what Mr. Thomas says, they liked me. They liked me, and they thought I was someone who should get vaccinated.
Well, but the thing is that how is it that they're able to administer vaccines to people as they're eating Pizza Hut?
Well, I mean, you can have the syringe in one hand and a Detroit-style slice of pizza in the other. I don't see what the problem is. And, you know, everyone in our community is fairly laid back. They're not on edge and uptight like you two. And everyone was in good spirits, and, you know, the people that were receiving the vaccine, the other ones, I mean, they were having a chuckle seeing that, you know, their attendant
trying to eat a pizza with a mask on. I mean, it did great for a little bit of comedy, and it's always nice to have a little levity when something that is a little scary and serious is happening. And I also gave the others who were receiving a vaccine a long stem rose to show that I support them. And, you know, I just wanted to spread love and positivity,
because, you know, ever since I've lost my substitute teaching position, I just don't feel whole.
Okay, Paul, I mean, you always do this, like, little crying routine, and I don't want to be dismissive, but it's just kind of tiresome.
I don't understand how people like you can just disregard the tears of a grown man who lost his livelihood, and simply because I got vaccinated before you lash out. You lash out like a creep. You're a creep.
I'm not a creep. I just hope that I get vaccinated soon, and I hope Good Times Tom Ladeau gets vaccinated soon, and I hope everyone gets vaccinated soon. I want this to be a situation where people are safe, feeling good, able to go about their lives, and can do good things, which means not exposing themselves to middle schoolers while in a Zoom meeting wearing a bathrobe with no underwear.
You know, I really am tired of you. And the next time that I come to the show, I might be packing. I'll just put it that way.
Oh, so you're going to come with desire for violence, is that it?
Well, I mean, if you're going to invite me on and then make me feel bad, I don't understand it. You know, you're going to have to pay.
Well, Good Times Tom Ladeau, what should we do here?
Well, we should just say that although there may be situations where people who shouldn't get the vaccine, like Paul Dawson, do get the vaccine before people who should get it, don't be upset, just be patient, and ultimately everyone will get the vaccine, and things will get better. I mean, we'll have faith. Stick to good thoughts.
Well, actually, that's a great message, Good Times. I'm really happy that you have such an optimistic outlook on things.
I can't believe this. I mean, you know, I'm someone who does good for the community, you know, passing out Detroit-style pizza, and the one who gets the credit is a literal mongoloid.
All right, Granny Nation, we'll check in with you later. It seems like Paul Dawson is just someone who is not going to change. He just doesn't understand that his behavior is inappropriate. I don't see how passing out long stem roses to people receiving a vaccine helps in any way, or giving the health providers a slice of pizza to eat while they're supposed to focus on making sure that people don't have an allergic reaction to the vaccine or anything like that. Are you for real? Are you kidding me, Paul?
Well, I had some leftover pizza, and you know, it just came out. It's organic. It's natural. That's life.
And that's what you two don't understand, is that sometimes life just progresses, and that's how it is. And you should get over it.
This is coming from the guy who had a meltdown because he wasn't teaching anymore. So, you know, good luck. Enjoy the classified ads, and we'll check in with people later.
Oh, you know, you really are, You're gonna get it.